One of Australia's most lauded artists is also arguably one of the most well-travelled. She's won a number of prestigious art prizes, the Archibald and the Sulman, just to name a couple, and her penchant for immersing herself in foreign places has taken her all around the world. Her name is Sharp. Wendy Sharp. Wendy is known for her honest, figurative depictions of everyday life and her lush and colourful use of paint. Works from her travels to Italy, Mexico, India, Cambodia, the list goes on, have made up many of her exhibitions. And in the few months it's been since June, Wendy has already worked in Ukraine, the Arctic and France, where she lives about half of the year. But Wendy's next work trip may be her most challenging and rewarding. Wendy Sharp joins me now to tell us about it. Welcome back to The Art Show, Wendy.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
So you are going to Ethiopia next month and you're going to the capital, Addis Ababa. What are you going to be doing there?
Well, it's extraordinary, and although I'm about to go, I still can't really imagine it properly, but I'm going to be working with a charity. It's a women's health charity called Hamlin Fistula Foundation. And for those people who don't know what this is, and I have to say I didn't really know what it was, it's an independent charity that's dedicated to the treatment and prevention of childbirth injuries, which are called obstetric fistulas. And what that is apparently, is about 5% of women anywhere can have or have an obstructed birth. And this can result in terrible tears and internal injuries. The baby dies, the woman undergoes terrible suffering and then is left with incontinence and all sorts of terrible, I mean, it's absolutely shocking, terrible things. They live a life of misery and isolation. And this is because in a place like Ethiopia, they're very remote places, far away from medical help. This must have been something that would have happened in the West, but now it's almost eradicated. But in an impoverished place like Ethiopia and other countries, it still exists. And also it's a charity which was started with and is run almost entirely by donations from generous Australians, which is fantastic.
So that's how this journey came about. How did you get involved with the foundation?
Well, it was last year. I was asked by Carolyn Hardy, who's the CEO of the foundation in Sydney here, and she was organising a charity art exhibition. And she asked me to donate. And as an artist, you're very often asked to donate. In fact, you're asked a lot to donate, so much that you think, oh, like, why, you know, what's this one about? But when I found what this was about, I thought, well, not only do I not want to donate, but I'd also like to help them organise the exhibition or anything I could do to help. And then as Carol and I talked about further possibilities of my supporting them, we came up with this idea of me going to Ethiopia, going to some of the hospitals, and they have hospitals all over Ethiopia, and they also have a rehab centre, a college for training midwives. There's many different places to go to some of these places to draw, bring the work back, exhibit it, and hopefully sell it. All the money raised would go to the foundation.
So, Wendy, as you say, you know, you're a very well-known artist, a very loved artist, very well-respected artist.
Thank you very much.
And so, of course, you know, people want you to be involved in their projects. And there is almost, do you feel, this expectation for you to be philanthropic, would you say?
I don't know, but I tell you what, most artists are asked. I tell you this, is just not this is not to do with the foundation, I can't think of a more worthy cause than this. I mean, this is really, really worthy cause. But just to talk with other charities and other organisations, artists get all the time, and often artists donate work, huge amounts of work, huge amounts of money. They're given by giving work, and they've had to pay for the framing and all that, as well as their time and labour and so on. And they're asked in a way that they would never ask a plumber.
Yes.
So there's often artists, and it would be the same, you know, Ed, you're a musician, same with musicians. You know, you can do this gig for free, you can do this. There's a lot of that. And yes, it's for charities, it's great that you can, but sometimes it is a bit of an imposition. But when it's something really important, then you say, well, yes, I really want to. But no, I haven't. I'm not too inundated, although I shouldn't say that because maybe I will be.
So, Wendy, what was it about, particularly about this charity, that made you want to, you need to get involved?
Well, I'll tell you, it's absolutely an amazing story. For those people who don't know, it started 60 years ago. It wasn't actually founded then, but 60 years ago, two Australian doctors, Catherine and Reg Hamlin, went to Ethiopia. And they went originally just for 3 years, but when they found all these women suffering from these terrible injuries and this terrible situation, they got involved in that and they ended up staying. And in 1974, they established the foundation. But Reg has since died. He died in the 1990s. But Catherine Hamlin, is still there. She's turning 96 next January. Oh. She's been living there all the time. She was operating, this is amazing, until she was in her late 80s. She was still operating.
Wow.
And that's now her life, and the Ethiopian people around her are really family. And it's an incredible story. And it's also lovely because it's a lovely link between Ethiopia and Australia, because these hospitals and various centres where they're training midwives and so on, is almost all the money comes from generous private Australian donors. These are compassionate people who realise that, you know, okay, this is another country, but in another situation at another time, this woman could be them or someone they know.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a beautiful story of reaching across to a very, very different sort of country and seeing this is just a person going through hell and I could give some money, whether it's a small amount or a large amount, and save someone's life or change it for the better forever. I mean, it's very moving. If you read about it, it actually, you know, even thinking about it, it's bringing tears to my eyes. So what tears am I going to be feeling when I'm there?
Yes. Well, let's talk about when you're there.
Yes.
So what will you be doing when you're there?
Well, I'm going to be traveling around Ethiopia a bit with the foundation. They organize two trips a year for people who've donated money. Can go to these. If they pay extra, they can do that. I'm joining that, and we'll be going to hospitals, and we'll also be actually just looking at the beauties of Ethiopia. But what I'm also going to be doing, more importantly, is spending time drawing in the hospitals. I'll have someone there to translate for me, and I will also obviously be doing it sensitively. Of course, I mean, someone who's going through utter hell and is in misery certainly wouldn't want someone sitting there drawing a picture of them. So so I imagine that I would be drawing women who are in recovery and are sitting somewhere feeling better. And obviously it would be done very sensitively, where they'd be asked, would you mind posing, or would you, well, not even posing. I mean, if I can draw two women sitting chatting, I could sit there and draw.
Yeah. So what will you be hoping to capture, do you think?
And it's interesting because it's a bit different. If I was going there, like you mentioned, Ed, in the introduction, that I'm a great traveller, which I am, and I'm obsessed to the point of it being some kind of stranger psychological phenomenon about travel. Very restless, right? So I am always traveling. But those travels are different, of course, to this. I'm aware that when I'm going there, I'm trying to make work that people will want to buy. I mean, it's entirely fundraising. So I will be thinking of that in the back of my mind, which I don't always. But I'm thinking that I'm imagining that I will be drawing pictures of hope and pictures of women who have their lives turned around and are now looking forward to a normal life or a life where you're not in pain and horrible degradation. Maybe even some of the midwives who are Ethiopian. And it's actually an interesting point to make that all the surgeons now that are working in these hospitals are Ethiopian. So it's not like just people coming in from the outside and saving. It's actually about training Ethiopian people and also giving enough money to help to stop this from happening. It's about wanting to eradicate it.
Yes. Well, do you think you'll also be working with Dr. Hamlin, perhaps painting her?
I really, really hope so.
Yeah, and what an amazing face she has.
I so hope to meet her.
Yes.
I so hope to meet her. I mean, she's everything you read about her. She's just such a wonderful woman. I would love to meet her. I'd love to draw her. I really hope that I get to. You know, that's like number one on my list of things that I hope will happen.
But, what materials will you be using? Like, because you do a lot of oil painting.
I do, and this is an issue. This is an issue when you travel to anywhere where there's not art shops. I mean, if you go to somewhere like Europe, you know, you run out of yellow paint, you nip down. I mean, if you're in France or Italy, you know, it's there's an art shop every block almost.
Yeah.
But in Ethiopia, no. So it's very difficult. It took me a long time to pack.
Mm.
But what I did was I realized that traveling to anywhere that's quite isolated, like, as you mentioned, the Arctic and Antarctica and so on, I realized the best thing is to take too much, to tell myself you should take too much, because you're better off to be annoyed that you've actually carried an extra whole load of tubes or, you know, piles of paper home you didn't use than to run out. It's not like, you know, when you're traveling with your clothes and you're annoyed that you bought a pair of shoes you never wore. In this case, I should have too much. And I'm also taking portable, easy work to carry, which is chalk pastel. It's like sort of like blackboard chalk, only more coloured, obviously. That's easy to work with and doesn't require any sort of special things. And also gouache, which is like watercolour, which of course dries fast.
Mm.
I can paint with it and then it's dry in no time. I can pile it up and stick it in my bag. Because as you say, oil paint takes ages to dry,
yes.
Has terps.
Yeah.
It's a whole other issue. And you also can't take things like some things on the plane, you know, like turpentine.
Yes, of course.
There's a whole other, you know, sort of boring, pragmatic, practical problems with art materials, you can imagine.
Yeah. And Wendy, will you be open to doing some teaching even or some sharing of your art skills with people when you're in Ethiopia?
Oh, look, I would be happy to do that. I actually think I would be happy to do that, and particularly with some of the Ethiopian women. If I've got some extra materials, I'd give it to them. There's a lovely thing about sitting, because I am just sitting drawing with just these small amount of drawing materials. It's just me sitting with a pad on my lap, so I don't have, it's not easels and all that stuff.
Mm.
It makes me, I'm not a big intrusive, you know, person in their midst, so that makes it nicer. And it also means that I will show them some of the drawings I've already done so they can get the type of thing I'm trying to do, even without language, which is a lovely thing about drawing.
Yes.
You can show a black music, show a picture, and they'll understand what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a beautiful sharing thing, which is just a delight. And people understand exactly what's going on without any language,
yes,
which is going to be beautiful.
So the works that you create will be auctioned here in Australia?
Yeah, well, the plan is that it's all brought back on International Women's Day next year.
Yeah.
There'll be an exhibition in Sydney, all the work will be for sale, and all the money will go to the Hamlin Fistula Foundation.
Great. I can't wait to see the works and hear more about
it. I don't know what it looks like.
Wendy, how amazing. How long will you be gone for?
It's nearly a month. It's a long time. It's a long time.
Great.
Yes.
Tell you what, hopefully would be something we can organise. Maybe we can organise to speak to you when you're actually there in a few weeks.
That would be fantastic.
Let's try and set it up.
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful.
Okay, we'll stay in touch with you. Just very final question. When you're restless, making art, does that stop the restlessness?
Yes. It's interesting you say that. I don't really live in the moment. This is a fault. I'm always thinking about what comes next,
yes,
always. And
yes,
the only time I realise where I'm really present is when I'm drawing.
Yes, it's the same for me playing music and writing as well.
I knew you were going to say that, because
yes,
that was a comment that came from experience.
Wendy, it's always a delight to see you, to speak with you. So thank you so much, and have the best of times in Ethiopia. I can't wait to hear about it. And let's try and do a quick phone call when you're over there.
Thanks so much, Ed. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much. The artist Wendy Sharp, who is taking a month-long trip to Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. I think she's on the plane right now, and she's going to create artworks for the Catherine Hamlin Fistula Foundation and making art there at the hospital. So those works will be brought back to Australia and then auctioned next year on International Women's Day. And I'm hoping to speak with Wendy in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, while she's actually still in Ethiopia.